Lawson sensed it before it happened. Something was out there, about shoulder high, over the channel. He put his hand out and touched the rusted chain that hung from tree to tree. Lawson lifted the chain over his head so both his skiff and Anne's could glide under.
We've just announced ourselves. What I've told you is the truth. The Dark Society is the underworld of vampires and other creatures. They have existed for a very long time. You should go back, Anne. Leave this to me. What's your decision?
I'm going to save my sister. And you may be insane, but I am not.
All right.
Lawson let the chain drop when Anne's skiff had cleared it. They continued to drift. He considered showing her his fangs. In truth, the warm blood smell of her was working on him.
Best to keep the fangs in their sockets.
If she wanted to go into what was ahead, so be it.
Row.
The music was coming from around the next bend, where willow trees drooped into the water and cypress roots thrust from the muddy earth. Lawson kept rowing, and to her credit, the young woman did not falter.
I believe we've reached Nocturne.
They rounded the bend and saw what lay before them. The upper floors of what must have been magnificent mansions loomed from the swamp. Gabled roofs were covered with moss, and thick stone columns descended into the mire. The high steeple of a church stood beyond these structures, crooked like a dunce's cap that had been knocked awry. At its summit was a cross that seemed to be about to fall from its prominence into the despair at its bottom. Dark and glassless windows observed the world. Yet not all the windows of these mansions were dark. One that showed two floors above the surface of hundreds of water lilies was lighted by candles, and it was from this remnant of Nocturne's glory that the music wafted. Like the church steeple, the house itself was a little crooked, as if it had shifted on its uncertain foundations. Cracks in the lichen-blotched walls had been filled in by thick vines that might well be holding the house together. Several boats, including a large vessel that looked like some kind of logger's work craft with a barracks aboard, were roped to the mansion's columns. It occurred to Lawson that there was probably some swamp town other than St. Benedicta the vampires had come through to get these boats and spirit Eva Kingsley down. Most likely, they had feasted on the inhabitants of that town and either left it for the vultures or turned whomever it pleased them to turn. The Dark Society was having a party this night. Lawson suspected he would be the guest of honor, and also the party favor.
I'll take those bullets now.
Lawson opened one of his saddlebags, got out the box of silver slugs that Father Deal procured for him from a bullet maker in West New Orleans, and gave Anne a handful.
I'm starting to burn my fingers.
Anne quickly unloaded her lead slugs and replaced them with the deadly silver angels. The remainder went into the ammo loops of her holster.
Not that I believe you. I'm not saying that.
Of course.